Our guest at the cafe this morning is the author of the Car Gazing column that you see in the Herald Banner, and of course it's syndicated around the country, Derek Price. Derek, good morning.
Good morning, John Mark.
And we talk with Derek about a lot of things, but a lot of times about cars. In this case, we're going to talk about flying cars. And it hasn't been too many days ago, Derek, that we observed the anniversary of the Jetsons, the animated TV show from the 60s, and everybody was riding around in flying cars in that show. And some of the things on that show have more or less come true, but that's one thing that hasn't. But NPR recently, and our listeners may have heard it, NPR had a feature on flying cars, which are in active development. And I think the NPR piece that aired a few days ago said there are two dozen different flying cars in development right now.
Yeah, there. You know, it's been something, and isn't that idea appealing, first of all? The idea of, just like the Jetsons, you
right.
can jump in your car, skip over traffic, go directly to work, don't have to follow the roads. It's just such a wonderful idea, and it's been tried for decades. And so a couple of things to clarify here. The idea of flying car is not exactly the same for
yeah.
everybody.
Yeah.
And I personally believe if the flying car were to ever exist, we would have already done it by now. And the reason is, any airplane that's great to fly is going to be an absolute pig of a car. It's going to be terrible to drive and noisy and unsafe.
Uh-huh.
And any car that's safe and comfortable to drive around on public streets, it's going to make an absolutely terrible gas guzzler airplane that doesn't fly fast and doesn't fly well at all. So, you know, I don't see that idea ever really working, just because there's such big trade-offs between what makes a good car and what makes a good airplane.
Right. I think that's a great point that, you know, and I've wondered that myself. Are these really cars that we're talking about? One of the vehicles that was described in the NPR piece was basically described as a helicopter with wings. You know, you
and
are
a little bit different too. And so people are developing different things, and something that I think is much more realistic and may actually happen down the road, unlike flying cars, I don't think will.
Yeah.
It's the idea of a flying kind of taxi service. And
yep.
you know how these drones are so popular and
yep.
very, very reliable with electric motors. Lots of people have had this idea. Why don't we just scale up that quadcopter drone design that's so easy to fly and so stable and make it big enough to carry people around? And so that's kind of what some of these look like, are gigantic drones or variations on helicopters. And some of them use electric propulsion. They have batteries in them
mm-hmm.
that you charge up, and just like a drone. Drones are electric vehicles. And I think that's much more realistic. That may actually happen. The big challenge with those is not as much on the technology side of building the vehicle itself as much as the regulatory side, because the entire airspace system is set up either for unmanned vehicles down low under 400 feet, typically, unless you're the military and have lots of people, you know, involved with the process, or manned vehicles up above 400 feet where there's a licensed pilot who has lots and lots of rules and regulations to follow. And so figuring out how those new types of electric vertical takeoff and landing taxi type vehicles, if they're developed, how are they going to fit into the system is
mm-hmm.
one of the biggest challenges, but I think that could be overcome.
Yeah. In fact, that NPR piece that that we're referring to made mention of the fact that Lyft is involved in developing these, and probably along the same lines of what you're describing there, Derek. So, yeah, I think that makes a lot of sense. So you're going to...
Yep. If somebody cracks that code, they're going to make a fortune on it, and it's going to put Lyft and Uber out of business. So that's why they're investing so much money into that idea.
And
if it works, it's going to absolutely change the world. But it's not going to be an easy problem to solve. I think it's solvable, but it's going to be a number of years before that happens.
And those would be unmanned.
Yes.
Drones.
Perhaps.
Yeah.
You know, and different people have different designs and ideas for how this is going to work.
Yeah.
If they were unmanned, there are huge advantages cost-wise. You don't have to have a commercially rated pilot who goes through years and years and years of training to operate the vehicle.
Yeah.
But you also have very different rules right now for unmanned vehicles versus manned vehicles in the air. It's two separate systems, basically.
Right. Well, we'll make a link to the NPR piece that was on the air a few days ago, and people can listen to that for themselves. But always an interesting topic. Let's, in the time we have remaining, a minute or two, you have a big event coming up, and you as a pilot, this is the annual, is it annual fly-in at Majors Field, Saturday, November 6th.
Yeah, we are so excited about this. So November 6th from 9 o'clock in the morning until 4 o'clock in the afternoon, we're going to have an event that's free and open to the public, and there are going to be lots of airplanes flying into the Greenville Majors Field Airport. It's going to be old, historic World War II airplanes and all kinds of interesting aircraft. MiG-17 fighter, a Soviet fighter jet, is expected
wow.
to be there. And it's, again, completely free. We're going to have a kids' like bounce house and kids' activity area. And the public's welcome. It's 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. on Saturday, November 6th.
Fly in at Majors Field Saturday, November 6th. And maybe we'll talk to you again before before we have a chance to, before that event takes place. Derek, thanks for having a cup of coffee with us over the phone this morning.
Thank you, John Mark.
Derek Price, who writes the Car Gazing column, you're starting today with Morning Edition on your station, 88.9 KETR.